Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Molly and Hall, live and local. Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Luis was examined today at Rush Medical Center by lead team physician Nick Verma. A scan showed a grade 3 strain of his hip flexor, which, as you know, represents a complete tear. There's going to need to be further consultation in the coming days with some specialists in the field to determine what precisely will be the next steps. Those options include surgical repair if, in fact, the tear has affected the tendon's attachment to the bone, or a rehabilitation process in which natural healing would take place without surgical intervention, if in fact the tear is to the muscle as opposed to the attachment between the tendon and the bone. Either way, coincidentally, the timeline is the same, whether there's surgical intervention or rest and rehabilitation. Luis will not resume baseball activities for 12 to 16 weeks.
There is a house in New Orleans. I'm going there. David, I got to tell you, that is about as dark as it gets. That's about as bad an announcement as you're ever going to hear from the White Sox. I mean, you know, you're basically saying that he's on the same timetable as Aloy.
Yeah, which is
far too much of the season.
Yes. Season ending. Yeah, you have to look at it in those terms. If you can get to the point where you reach September 1st or mid-August and these guys have progressed at a rate that is surprising to you, then great. Then they can figure out a way to incorporate them into the plan. But right now, if you're Rick Hahn, and it struck me yesterday listening to that, how familiar that tone has become, unfortunately, hearing Rick Hahn deliver some grim news, bad news. And that's unfortunate because this season had such high expectations. But I say this, Mully, they may not look at this season now in terms of a World Series or bust proposition because injuries have prevented you and certainly dampened the mood. But this is still a very good team. This is still a team that can have its starting pitching and its bullpen give it reason to believe that it can win a very winnable division. And it's early to write off any sort of plans or hopes. Maybe your dreams are affected, but I do think this team can still recover, not be the same team, but they can still recover in a division that allows it to, you know, to be maybe different than you anticipated. But they can get through this. They can get through this through the strength of their pitching and their bullpen.
Here's Steve Stone on Twitter yesterday. The news on Louis Robert isn't good. This loss on top of the Aloy loss is devastating. The Sox lost 65 to 70 home runs. That being said, this team and this dugout will learn to win games with speed, pitching, and defense. The D has been bad. Limit thoughtless plays, win small, win close.
That's the plan. That's the new Sox. What else can they do? You know, I think they're the only thing that is, it makes you cringe a little bit there is he alluded to it at the end of his tweet, is that when you talk about winning with pitching, speed, and defense, well, two out of three ain't bad, you know, because the defense has been absent, and it's hard to see how that gets better. You get Adam Engel back maybe in June, but defensively you lose a gold glove center fielder. I don't know how that, you know, how that reconciles with being able to win with pitching and defense. Your pitching's got to be great. Your hitting has to be timely. You're going to win differently, but I think you still can win. You're just not going to run away with the division. You're fortunate to be 15-12 as we sit here this morning, get based on the first month and everything that's happened. Now they're just going to have to look at it maybe a little bit differently. How did you interpret what Stoney said? I mean, do you have much trust or faith in that method?
You know, here's the problem. The problem is, what was the game last week? They had men on first and third, right? And we talked about it the next day because Leury Garcia and Billy Hamilton were allowed to bat. I think there was one out at the time. You're in the eighth inning. And La Russa said after the game, well, we needed a single there. They had other options that could have come off the bench and maybe, you know, tied the game. The idea that the home run isn't in play like it used to be is jarring for White Sox fans, given the building they play in, right? The team that they've built in that building,
yes.
The ideas that they had for how their offense was going to score. So I get the concept, but it's not really ideal, is it?
No.
Billy Hamilton and Leury Garcia, I would say in the opposite order. Leury is probably your center fielder now, and Billy Hamilton is the guy that will also play in center field now. And I don't know that they have tons of options elsewhere or any other things they can do. I told you, I started looking for Cespedes, the younger brother. I know they've signed him, but they didn't assign him to any of the minor league rosters that I saw. There were only like four outfielders on one of those teams. And I looked through like all these teams. So what does that mean?
Where is he?
I don't know. Where the hell is Bruce? Text him. Where the hell is this kid?
We're gonna get Bruce. We'll talk to Bruce at 7:40. It's an emergency meeting.
I might need to talk to him beforehand,
okay.
David.
Yoki Cespedes, we don't know where he is. Did he get lost in Schaumburg? Can anyone help us find Yoki Cespedes? Looking at the next month, because I do think they just have to find a way to get through this mini crisis right now. It's a major crisis for the season, but you got to figure out a new normal, if you will. I don't know if Billy Hamilton can be an everyday player, Mully. I don't know if you want him to be anything more than a bench guy coming in here and there, playing against certain pitchers. So maybe Leury is your everyday center fielder. What do you think about what I mentioned earlier? Adam Eaton played center field for the Sox for a couple seasons, his first stint, played it pretty well.
Nope.
Do you like the idea of moving him there for a little bit of stability? No.
Adam Eaton is like 107 in baseball years. Okay.
Okay.
You gotta have baseball years like dog years, and you gotta look at the poor guy. And I mean, he was beaten and battered. They were gonna have to give him days off. I mean, you can only play him a certain amount. I mean, okay, move him in there for a little bit, but you can't expect him to patrol center field, look out for Vaughn, and then get to the plate. He'll collapse, David. Do you understand?
I'm the messenger. Stop it. Stop aiming and shooting, okay? I'm only trying to mediate a resolution here, all right? So, okay, you don't like the Adam Eaton idea. So center field is manned by who primarily then? Who do you think Leury Garcia is your de facto everyday center fielder until you get a better solution? Is that the way that you think Tony La Russa will lean?
I'm throwing my hands up in case people can't see me. You got to go on Twitch.
Go to Twitch. See Molly do this.
Yeah, I'm throwing up my hands. I'm not sitting here promulgating, you know, the answer is the Leury Garcia. He's like your options. Of your options, I would say Leury is kind of a guy that can do a lot of different things, and I would probably start with him. For whatever reason, and I apologize in advance, I'm not a big Billy Hamilton guy. It's like, I don't know what it is, but I just am not a big Billy Hamilton guy, mainly because I don't think he's the guy that's going to lift you to glory. I don't know many teams that are going to, you know, well, we won the World Series because Billy Hamilton was our guy. You know what I mean?
But, like, but take yourself back.
Garcia is such a different player. I don't know.
In spring training, though, Billy Hamilton was added back in the Halcyon days when you thought you had Aloy and Luis Robert.
Yeah.
Billy Hamilton was added as your designated runner, essentially.
Yes,
the speed guy you didn't have. Now, because of injuries, he's thrust into a role you don't want him to play. I just wonder this. Okay, so I get it. You want to just – Luis Garcia is your best of the options available to you at this point. Do you trust in Adam Engel coming back in June, let's say, after Memorial Day? And do you think he could be a guy who plays the primarily in center field because he has been very good there? And if he's healthy, he gives you a good defensive player.
Are you just trying to trigger me? Is that what this is? Are you just poking the bear? The sleeping giant is getting – what the heck is this?
I'm trying to help.
You know that the mention of Adam Engel is going to make me pop. I told you, how do you let that happen?
All right,
that guy have setback with everything that's going on your team?
Okay.
That's how can we be back to square one? How can the guy with the 3-week injury, you know, you wait until it's, you know, the early May, and guess what? You know, we're going to start again. You're going to what? You did what?
We're going to ask Bruce that one, too. We're going to ask Bruce that one, too. We need Bruce to answer that question. All right, who would have thought, Mully?
You need Adam Engel right now. You needed him before Luis Robert went down, right? Being honest about it.
Oh, yes,
he's your fourth
absolutely
outfielder,
true.
So,
yes.
So you needed him earlier, and now let me just ask you, is he on the same timetable as Aloy and Luis Robert? Is that
not
it?
Not yet.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
I mean,
it?
That hammy's serious stuff.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So who would have thought that when you look at the White Sox outfield, you would get, obviously, Adam Eaton is in right field, but you would feel like one of your biggest sources of stability is watching Andrew Vaughn patrol left. At the beginning of the season, this was an experiment.
That you're missing the whole point. Can he do that without Luis Robert? Because now he has to patrol left. Now it's not like just take the sideline and worry about something going over your head. Now he's got to worry about actually playing the position because the cleanup man isn't there. And I don't mean the fourth hitter. I mean the guy that comes in and covers everything. I told you there was like a line drive the other day, and it was the game where Luis Robert got hurt. There was like he made a really nice play. He runs over. But you see Luis Robert kind of floating around behind him. So if there was any issue, he's there. He's there. He's right there.
But you have to acknowledge, though, he has been better than many people expected, and he doesn't fill you with the sort of fear that maybe we thought we were going to have every time a fly ball was lifted to left field. Even
hands
the cans
the
of
air.
Corn you thought he would have a hard time catching, but he didn't.
You're trying to trigger me. I got my hands
no,
up.
I'm providing support and consolation.
That's because Luis Robert being behind him made me fine with Andrew Vaughn. Now you're starting from scratch again. Now he's got to learn a whole new position. Oh, you know how we told you to go out and worry about the right side of the field? Now you got to worry about all of left field. What?
Is there a way that this sort of style of – and again, I'm searching here. I think the White Sox are grasping here. Is there a way that this style of play is more conducive to the way Tony La Russa is used to managing – that in that it's you can't rely, you lose 65 home runs. So is he going to have more bunts than Ricky Renteria last year? Is this going to be something that Tony La Russa is able to embrace and he's going to manage more or overmanage to the point where this is a National League style team when you look at the White Sox?
Oh, my God. I mean, we already have issues with what Tony's doing, don't we?
Yeah.
Didn't Jeff Passan write a story today about
interesting.
all the whispers and the things that are going on? Or I guess that was May 3rd he wrote that story about what Tony La Russa described as that's lousy managing. We heard from James Fox. God bless him. He's a great White Sox man and a great media member. He says, guys, Yoki Cespedes is going to Birmingham, but has visa issues currently. All right.
Okay.
So we've got to straighten that out. And James, should he just come right to the Major League Ball Club? How about, I mean, I know that what's his name's in Japan. Can we rush that forward? Can we get him in here as well? Who did they sign? Who's going to sign in January?
Who's in Japan?
Oscar
Colas?
I'm calling for Colas.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
I'm in a panic, David. Do you not understand?
I have not noticed that. Not
we
at
have
all.
Another, we have a 708 texter telling us Grandal must start hitting for this to work and leave Eaton in right field.
That's a very good text, Mully.
Sure
okay. That's a very good text because you've gotten nothing, next to nothing from Yasmani Grandal offensively, and you still have a team that has the second best run differential in the American League. So once Grandal starts hitting, that offensively may be able to help bridge the gap or compensate for what you're not getting in Luis Robert. Look, it's going to be a collective effort. No one player is going to replace what you're missing with Luis Robert. Absolutely, that's not going to be possible, just the way it wasn't possible with Eloy Jimenez. Can they do it? Can they make up for it? When you got that rotation and you have that bullpen, I think the answer's got to be yes. Trying to help.
I got you. I know you're trying to help. I just don't know that I need help right now. I need more
I'm sorry.
I need a little professional
help.
Oh,
my gosh. Look outside, Mully. The sun is not coming up today. It's still dark.
No, it's going to rain.
It's going to
be dark for a long time.
You're going to get stuck in traffic.
Will it rain again today? Because I wonder if the Cubs get both those games in, if that's the case. I want to tell you that James Fox is a great follow on Twitter. I follow him. We follow him as a show. He's excellent. And he's the guy that broke the news about the Luis Robert contract when it happened. 8-year, $80 to $90 million deal. So we still have Luis Robert for a long time to come. Just not for the next, 16 to 2000 weeks? I lost count.
Well, it's 3 to 4 months. Let's say that. So we are at May 4th, and that's May. So let's say 4 months. It would be 16 weeks roughly. Yeah, that's really, you're looking at the beginning of September. You're looking at Labor Day. Will he be back for September?
So he's now going to be the Schwarber? We thought that was going to be Eloy. How are we working this?
Okay, for that to work, people keep referring to that. You have to actually be in the World Series for that to work.
All right,
okay.
So you just have to hold off now for a few months.
Just for a few months.
Can we please get one of these Eloy diagnosis where he gets to come back a month earlier every time they talk about it? Or is that not possible with a
– I don't know how he's doing. I don't know how he's recovering.
Did you watch that injury? How did that injury happen? The guy ran to first base. I mean, my God, is this depressing. We've got the pick six next. It's Mully and Haw on the score. Can't hit a homer, hit seven singles. I think that might work out just as well. So they're going to have to keep the line moving. They're going to have everybody step up. I don't think that there's, I know that I'm calling for Cespedes to be brought up, and I'm calling for Oscar Colas to be brought over. I'm trying to get to that part of it, but the fact of the matter is, this is what you have. Make the most out of it. Everybody that gets an opportunity, take advantage of it, and you plow forward, and you just try to keep winning games and winning series. There, baseball has its own rhythm, and it has its own kind of way of evening things out. And you just gotta take the hand that you're dealt, and you gotta play with it. And that's it. Keep, let's see it, Dylan Cease. We need more from you. Keep it up, Carlos Rodon, right? Lance Lynn, you got to be the workhorse. You got to pitch those innings. I'd like to see more from Giolito. I think he's fine. I think maybe recognize when he's done, when he's exhausted. Everybody else seems to know it. Someone tell Tony. And Michael Kopech and the whole bullpen and everything you're doing. And I haven't mentioned Keuchel, but he needs to be the guy he is. Their pitching has been great. Keep it up. Bullpen, be the best bullpen in baseball. And then you worry about all the position players and everything else. There is really no major move out there. There's no swing for the fences, free agent acquisition. It is right now, circle the horses, get the valuable animals out there, and then we all will sleep in the wagons.
A pick six of 100 yards!
Is it insane to be totally miffed that Adam Engel had a setback in his return from a hamstring injury and will miss another 3 weeks before a rehab assignment? Who can we blame for this? I'm looking for accountability here. I want a name,
okay? I mean, I just need someone to blame. I don't know who it is, and I know it's unfair for me to want to single out some individual. I don't want to blame Adam Engel because I think they need him at some point. He's another month out. It may be insane to be totally miffed that Adam Engel had a setback in his return for the hamstring and is going to miss another 3 weeks before a rehab assignment. I'm like so damn angry about it. I want to know, did he push it? Did someone tell him, yeah, oh, yeah, go ahead. Why don't you try running to first base? That's all it takes for a Sox player to grab a thigh or have a hip flexor pop or whatever the hell it is. I'm mad about him not being ready because I'm ready for him. And it's all hands on deck. And I want a name of whoever is the rehab guy that pushed him to the point where this happened. Even if it's him, I don't want to blame him, but I need a person that I can put a picture up on my wall and throw darts at it.
Rationality has left the building.
That's right. That's me.
Yeah, I don't know how you could be mad at Adam Engel. This is a guy that is
mad at his hamstring
teammate. Yeah, but he can't help it. His hammy heals slowly. People heal a different speeds. I think he probably sounds like he was pushing himself to come back. He has a sort of mentality. You could see that he was maybe going a little bit faster, quicker, and trying to come back before it was time. And it's hard to fault him for that. It's hard to fault him for anything. He's injured. I mean, I don't fault Louis Robert for getting injured. I understand you want to be mad. I understand you want to throw a dart at somebody. I understand you got to let it out. So let it out, but not in the direction of Adam Engel. Come on, he's going to be back in a month, and then he's going to have a productive season. That's the way you got to look at it.
Yeah, I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
After releasing Charles Leno Jr. for salary cap reasons, the Bears don't have a player on the roster who's taken a snap at left tackle. Do you expect them to line up rookie Tevin Jenkins from day one, go out and sign a free agent to compete, or is there another option we're overlooking?
I don't think so. They better line up Tevin Jenkins from day one. I think that's why he's here. That's why he was drafted where he was. That's why they moved up. I think it all makes sense now. That's why Ryan Pace was all flummoxed. That's overstating it, but he was vague in talking about the possibility of Tevin Jenkins playing left tackle before he released Charles Leno Jr. yesterday. But that has got to be the plan A. And if it's not, then I don't like plan B because you don't go out and you are going to give the job to somebody who was not on your roster the day after the draft. That would seem to me like not a good plan for a team that feels like they upgraded on the offensive line, and I feel like they did. It is a remarkable statistic that they don't have anybody that has taken a snap at left tackle. That said, if Tevin Jenkins is as good as they say he is, he'll adapt quickly, even though I do think it's a big ask for a rookie.
It is a big ask for a rookie. I agree with that. I think that there are probably defensive coordinators and defensive coaches that are all over the place, all fired up and looking forward to trying to take advantage of the fact that they have a rookie on one side and maybe a slow-footed player on the other side. I just think that they got themselves in some salary cap hell because of various maneuvers, and they did whatever they had to do to get out of it. And unfortunately, that's just what happened. There's no way you can think about it differently. So I guess I look at it and I say to myself, you know, this is where you're at. This is what you're getting. You're going to have to take some lumps. I hope Tevin Jenkins can do it. I'm not doing handstands, but here goes something. Charles Leonard Jr. wasn't good enough to make that kind of money. Period. End of story. Can you find a guy like that on the cheap that could be a backup and maybe help you out? We'll see.
Pick six. Wow.
The fine folks at Las Vegas set the Bears' win total at 7 before the NFL draft. How many wins did they pick up over the weekend? Can you project their record in a way too early? We won't hold you accountable for it. Gut feeling.
I guess if I had to take a record right now, I'd go with 8 wins because they got 8 last year, and I'm on the upside of the 7. In some places, it was 7 and a hook. I don't think they've gotten significantly better through the draft, but I'm hoping that the quarterback play will improve. The coach has some new weapons, and he can employ them a little bit. So I'm thinking the offense might get a little bit better. I'm a little concerned about the defense. I think they've taken a minor step back on defense, and I think Sean Desai doesn't have a track record at all. I think he's a really bright guy, and he sat next to the master, so hopefully a lot of that rubbed off. But I'm not overly optimistic about the Bears as a dominant force. But they were a playoff team a year ago, and I think that we need to hold them to that standard. I don't think they're in a complete rebuild. Let's put it that way. You know, nope. You only have so many sunsets in your career, and for a guy like Khalil Mack, don't waste his prime.
Yeah, I think I would take the over if 7 is the number. I'm going to, since you're not holding it against me or holding me to it, it's going to be an 8-8-1 season. I'm going to stick with that until proven otherwise. And they may not have gotten markedly better in this offseason, but it's going to be an 8-win season that you feel much different about than last year's, because you can flirt with 500. And when you have the kind of young talent on the way that the Bears suddenly have, you're going to feel much different about 8 wins next year than you did 8 wins last year.
This is Jamal Adams with a block and a pick six.
During an appearance on Spiegel and Parkins, Terry Bradshaw urged the Packers to call Aaron Rodgers' bluff to see if he'd actually retire, hold their ground, and Bradshaw even called Rodgers, quote, dumber than a box of rocks. Do you think public opinion will favor Rodgers or the Packers if this rift continues?
I think eventually Rodgers may get the fans on his side. It just seems to be the thing with teams and players and pro sports conflict. So I think the player's going to probably get the public to side with him. Do yourself a favor. Odyssey app around 4 o'clock yesterday. Terry Bradshaw, hilarious, with Spiegel and Parkins talking about being dumber than a box of rocks, drinking bourbon with Dave Wannstedt, who made an appearance. That was a fun interview.
I got to tell you, I have a lot of thoughts about this, and we'll get to it, but we got John Heyman next, and he's joining us on Twitch. So twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score is the place to go. John Heyman will talk us off the ledge and tell us everything's going to be okay for the White Sox. Oh, boy. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. John Heyman.
Feels like an Arby's night.
MLB Network Insider. WFAN New York. Larry David Enthusiast. At John Heyman on Twitter.
Pretty good.
John Heyman.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is always a joy to talk to our friend John Heyman, and The Score Hotline is presented by Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apford.com. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, John.
I'm good, guys. Mully, I hear you have to be talked off the ledge. And I know you said we have to be talked off the ledge, but I assume that means you. I think Dave's going to survive. That's my guess.
Well, I meant we as a collective White Sox fan base.
Okay.
This
Chicago
is a bad one. John, I mean, good mother of God, really? Why can't we have nice things? Why must this happen to us repeatedly?
Well, you know, as far as nice things, I mean, you know, the Yerminator was the rookie of the month, so he obviously is doing great. Rodon was fantastic. I mean, to have a number five starter with an ERA of a one or something like that, you got a great bullpen. I mean, teams survive injuries. Obviously, it's been bad. You've lost now, you know, to you, you know, Mully, plus the collective Chicago. You've lost two great young outfielders. Now, this one hurts even more because he's a great center fielder and he's defender and all that. So, I mean, it's certainly a major, major blow to the White Sox. Their outfield is obviously not going to cut it. They're going to have to figure something out. But, you know, they still have good, very good pitching. I think they have a great bullpen. And, you know, you've obviously got Abreu. You've got, you know, Grandal's going to have to do better. But you've got Grandal. You've got Anderson, the Yerminator. And you're in a division right now where really no one has taken a hold. I know Kansas City is playing very well, but their schedule has been ridiculous to this point. I'm not going to really buy that to this point. So I still like the White Sox chances, but I do think they're going to have to look outside.
So, John, as they do, it's May 4th, and typically that's a little bit early for trade conversations and trades to be executed. How would you recommend Rick Hahn proceed in the coming weeks and maybe – do they just ride it out to wait and see until Memorial Day, or what would be your recommendation?
Yeah, I mean, it's way early, but they're going to have to start looking right away. As far as I can tell, looking at their outfield situation, I mean, certainly they're going to do it internally for the first game, two games. It might be a week or 2 weeks or even more. I mean, at this point, maybe they'll get a miracle. Look at them. I mean, nobody expected Mercedes to be a star. Maybe somebody will come through that they're not expecting, but I think they're going to have to look outside. I mean, you know, there aren't a lot of teams shopping anybody at this point. I mean, the one guy who comes to mind early would be Kevin Pillar with the Mets. You know, I mean, to me, they have Almora as well. So they've kind of duplicated that. And Nimmo has been their best player in center field. And they're not going to put Tom Smith on the bench. They have no DH. So, you know, Pillar basically did not play until the last 2 days and, you know, did hit home runs in those two games. To me, that's the one guy who comes to mind who could be available. It's not going to be easy. There aren't too many teams that have given up at this point. You know, I mean, obviously, Pittsburgh is a team willing to trade. There aren't many teams that are giving up on May 4th. So it's not going to be easy, but I do think they have to look outside.
And you know, if they're going to be able to kind of hold off until they can get someone in here, Abreu's got to play better. We know he's an MVP a year ago. He started slow. Grandal's got to play better. You know, you're getting a nice bounce back from Moncada as expected. It's really incumbent upon the players that have yet to really kind of get going to lift this team right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Abreu was the MVP, right? And we know he's a great player. We expect him to come back. Grandal certainly better than he has been so far. I mean, they have some good young players. You know, their offense, I think they can survive on average because their pitching is really good. I mean, if Rodon is anything close to this, I mean, he's not going to be this for the whole year, but anything close to this, their rotation is excellent. And we know their bullpen is excellent. And, you know, you've got Kopech who could go either way, but in the bullpen for now, but a lot of talent in that pen. Hendricks has been the best reliever the last couple of years. You know, I think that their pitching may have to carry them, but look, Minnesota's off to a dreadful start, and they're really the competition as far as I could tell. I like Kansas City's future. I like what they're doing. They did call up Lynch, who's their top prospect, is to pitch. You know, maybe it's more than a mirage, but to me, if you look at their schedule, the only team with a winning record that they played is the White Sox. So I think they're going to come back to earth. And, you know, I still think they're going to win that division. And I still love their pitching.
And, John, kind of a related note, but Chris Bryant is tearing it up. And with the Cubs, is he playing himself into a position where he can talk new contract or increase his trade value because he's off to the kind of start that he was off to in 2016, even better. And there will be teams out there, I guess, like the White Sox that would be very interested in a power bet like that.
yeah, he's certainly going to be able to increase his trade value if he continues this. They tried to trade him, as we all know, in the winter. The price was high. I understood why it was high. The guy is a fantastic player, but he was coming off a bad half year, or whatever you want to call it, last year, and he wasn't as good as usual the previous year. So, you know, teams were leery to give up a huge haul. I mean, they did for Lindor off of a weak year and plus $341 million, but Bryant, they were not. So, you know, if he does continues this, and I think he will because I think he's an excellent player, they should be able to get a haul for him if they do decide to sell. If they hold on to him, he's going to be a free agent. Again, that's one guy I really don't see him re-signing with the Cubs. Just based on the history of the negotiation, they made him that offer of around $200 million. I don't think he countered. This is more than a couple of years ago at this point. You know, he doesn't have that cozy relationship. I mean, I think it might be better than it had been, but obviously they had the arbitration issue where he lost and tried to get that extra year of become a free agent a year early. Actually worked out better for him because he was a free agent after last year when he didn't play well. It wouldn't have gone as well for him. If he has his big year, whether it's maybe not an MVP year, but close to that, he's going to get more than $200 million probably. So, but I mean, I think Rizzo's going to end up signing back with the Cubs. Baez, I see a chance there. Brian, I think it's slim, just based on the history there.
John, great stuff. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, John.
All right. Good luck, Mully. I feel for you.
God bless you. That's our guy, John Heyman. Yeah, I mean, I think anybody who likes the White Sox is totally in the dumps this morning. And you got to lift yourself up and keep going, and we're going to do that next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Layla Rahimi.
From the Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
Join us from 9 a.m. to noon.
Today it's Steve Stone at 9:40, Craig Calcaterra on baseball at 10, the midday midway at 10:40, and Robert Mays of The Athletic talks football and Bears at 11.
Next on Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
An Odyssey Station.
Hey, it's David Haw, and working out in the yard this weekend, it was so much fun to see the green grass coming in full and plush. And after applying my packet of Sunday, seeing the results, and so far so good with those pesky brown patches filling in nicely. And you too could see your own lawn thrive this spring with your own personalized plan from Sunday. Sunday's more than just another lawn care product. It's a customized lawn care plan with a variety of ways to help you grow a beautiful lawn, control the weeds, and remove the pests. Sunday takes out all the guesswork, all the unwanted chemicals. You can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for people, better for pets, and the planet. What I liked was how you send in a soil sample from your yard. They analyze it and they return instructions for how to treat my lawn, specifically my lawn, not just any lawn. So you can do that too. Just go to GetSunday.com, put in your home address. They do the analysis immediately in a couple seconds, and then within minutes, you have a plan that you can execute. They'll send you the stuff. Sunday uses soil and climate data to create a tailored nutrient plan. So they give you that plan. It's very easy to do. All you've got to do is attach a ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose, spray it around the yard. Nature does the rest. So let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn for you. Visit GetSunday.com/score. $20 off your customized lawn care plan at checkout. That's $20 off your customized plan. GetSunday.com/score.
They've got more trucks than they price them low. Find it at Ford of Valpo.
Right now, at Ford of Valpo, drive away in a brand new Ford F-150 for only $19,995. And remember, Curry Ford of Valpo will beat any deal on any new Ford every time. Curry Ford of Valpo on Route 30 in Valparaiso. Shop 24/7 at FordofValpo.com.
Find it at Ford of Valpo.
To qualified buyers, see dealer for details.
Now more than ever, Illinois Bone and Joint Institute's Ortho Access Immediate Care Clinics provide a convenient and safe alternative to the emergency room. If you have an ache, break, twist, or sprain and go to an ER, you could be waiting for hours as priority is given to patients with acute life-threatening conditions. At Ortho Access, you'll be seen by an orthopedic specialist who can assess the injury, provide an accurate diagnosis, and prescribe an individualized treatment plan made just for you. To find the location nearest you, visit IBJI.com.
Listen up, Chicago. You can now watch Cubs games without cable on Marquee Sports Network with Fubo TV. Start watching today with a 7-day free trial. No contract, cancel anytime. You'll get live Cubs games and more 24/7, plus over 100 top channels all live. ESPN, Fox, NBC Sports Chicago, and more. Even local news. Visit FuboTV.com/Cubs to try free. That's FuboTV.com/Cubs.
Your life, your hopes, your passions. These things are none of our business. Your deodorant rash, your favorite cheese, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m. That's really none of our business. Because your life is private. And unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Oh, what kind of dog is that? That's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey, animal lovers. In an effort to empty the shelters, Bissell Pet Foundation is sponsoring reduced adoption fees of $25 at participating shelters and rescue groups throughout Chicagoland from May 5th to May 9th. To find out all of the details about participating shelters and more about adopting your new furry best friend, visit BisselPetFoundation.org/ETS. That's BisselPetFoundation.org/ETS. We are on a mission to empty the shelters in Chicagoland. So join in the effort May 5th to May 9th. Bissell Pet Foundation's Empty the Shelters adoption event is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Here for your vehicle and your furry family members. Jewel Osco for all your pet needs. And Unilock Pavers and Walls, the original and still the best. The Bissell Pet Foundation's Empty the Shelters reduced fee adoption event is May 5th to 9th. Visit BisselPetFoundation.org/ETS to view participating shelters and rescues. That's BisselPetFoundation.org/ETS.
Okay, this is exciting. Listen to Mully and Haw this week, 5 to 9 a.m. every morning for your chance to win tickets to see Luke Bryan's Proud to Be Right Here tour with Dylan Scott, Runaway Jane at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, August 21st in Tinley Park. Now that's my kind of night.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Golden Rolls, yeah. Rolls last long, it's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning, Charmin's got my boots.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.